Bayer's Playbook is brought to you by Microsoft.
Here at PNC Studios at Halas Hall, we're going to take a look at some action from Sunday's game, and we're going to take a look at how it affects both sides of the ball in both teams. This is a standard first and 10. You got a power formation here to the left-hand side. These are all subtle indicators before the ball is ever snapped, is which direction they would most likely run and how many bodies they have to overwhelm one side of the Bears' defense. But as we put this play in motion, take a look at the immediate action. The quarterback's going to come out behind center. He's going to stretch the ball out, and this is trying to get the defense to be deceived into thinking that they're going to have a running play to the left. But here's the indicators. Look at the tight ends here. They're going to go in the opposite direction of every one of these offensive linemen. And the offensive linemen, as soon as the ball is snapped, they raise their helmets up, and that's an indication that it could be most likely a pass more than a run. Sam Acho here does a great job. Don't let an opposite jersey cross your face. As soon as that tight end wants to go upfield, look at Sam Acho. Boom, tight end on the ground. Now you got Danny Trevathan completely alert that this tight end is trying to come in his area. Look at the underneath tight end. He's going to try to sneak across the formation behind the offensive line. Look at Christian Jones. He understands it. He intercepts him on the way to his route. And now you look at the quarterback. After the fake, he's going to try that bootleg rollout. But now you got first level covered by Christian Jones. You got Danny Trevathan second level covered because of the tight end that Sam Acho already put on the ground. And now look at the flow of the safeties here. You got the young safety, Eddie Jackson, supporting the line of scrimmage. You got Adrian Amos coming into that third level, making sure no receiver gets behind. Kyle Fuller has got his obligation against a wide receiver, one-on-one coverage. And as you see this, when this wide receiver finishes the route, he's going to push off Kyle Fuller. That should have been a penalty, but it wasn't. But now you look at all the intercepted routes by the defenders here. The quarterback has nowhere to throw the ball. So what does the quarterback do? He's got to tuck the ball, and it's a really innocent one-yard gain. Consider that a win by the defense. Now, we just looked at a bootleg run by the other team and how well our defense was aware of the initial deception. Now let's go to the Bears on offense. Again, first and 10, a lot of things they can do. Strength here is wide receivers to the left, and that is really going to be the concern for the defense. But again, we got to pay attention to the tight end position and pay attention to the offensive line when they come off the ball, and then pay attention to Jordan Howard, because Jordan Howard is going to be a key here. He is an attention grabber. So you put this play in motion. Look how quickly Mitchell Trubisky gets to Jordan Howard. So that means these defenders got to get in position because they're thinking that this is going to be an outside zone play. But again, Mitchell Trubisky takes the ball back in. Now let's look at the tight end position. Daniel Brown does a smart thing where he stays in the same motion as the offensive line. And as they come off the ball, they keep their helmets low, and they really give you a run look first. And that's what attracts all this defensive attention towards the line of scrimmage. But look at Deion Sims here. He's going to go with the motion, but then he's going to turn it upfield for Mitchell Trubisky to look to as he comes out of his fake. Then as you see Deion Sims run upfield, look at the defensive back. Because he's looking into the backfield at the fake by Mr. Trubisky and Jordan Howard, he's going to get so far out of position. Look at him. He's turning. He's chasing Deion Sims. Remember, the other defensive backs for the Chicago Bears in the last play, they were facing the quarterback, and they knew exactly what he was doing. The defenders here, they're in a sidetrack. They don't see what Mitchell Trubisky's doing. This defensive back doesn't even realize that Trubisky's behind him with the football. He's trying to catch up to his responsibility. There's nobody in front of Mitchell Trubisky. He could have run it for a first down, but finding his weapon downfield, making the great throw to Deion Sims, it's a great first down completion, but it is the contributing deception by every member of this offense running this bootleg perfectly. These are two great plays, run by the Bears defense, won by the Bears offense, and you see how every team in the league runs this play, and this is going to be a huge part of Mitchell Trubisky's arsenal going forward. Thanks for watching.